On Thursday's front page, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich blasted President Obama's foreign policy, but in their final scheduled debate, the Republican candidates didn't seize on anger over gas prices. In Virginia, Governor Bob McDonnell softened his stand on requiring ultrasounds before abortions. And in upstate New York, Indian tribes are making their own cigarettes. We'll look at why. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story, the final debate on the Republican primary schedule. Mitt Romney questioned Rick Santorum's credentials as a fiscal conservative. They traded accusations about health care, earmarks, and federal bailouts. Romney was trying to reassert his command in the fight for the GOP nomination. Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul chimed in. Paul called Santorum a fake conservative who'd voted for programs he now wants to repeal. All four candidates attacked President Obama for his handling of Iran. None advocated providing weapons to the rebels fighting the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But it wasn't all about policy. There were some personal glimpses. Moderator John King of CNN asked each candidate to define himself in only one word, starting with Ron Paul.
Consistent. Yeah.
Senator Santorum.
Courage.
Governor.
Resolute.
Mr. Speaker.
Cheerful.
A new study provides what independent researchers are calling the best evidence yet that colonoscopies prevent deaths. Times reporter Denise Grady says that's been widely assumed, but strong evidence has been lacking. Now a study in the New England Journal of Medicine says the death rate from colorectal cancer was cut by 53% in people who had the test. Their doctors also removed precancerous polyps. Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell reversed his position on a bill requiring women to have a vaginal ultrasound before they can have an abortion. Times reporter Sabrina Tavernisi says that was a sudden change for a conservative governor with national political ambitions. There had been a backlash against the original bill. McDonnell's substitute amendment would require a non-invasive abdominal ultrasound. Thursday's Times has details on the rocket attack that killed two foreign journalists in Syria. In 2 minutes, 11 rockets slammed into an apartment building and homes. When the barrage stopped, the people inside rushed down the staircase hoping to escape to the street. But the rockets started coming in again. At least 22 bodies were found at the scene, among them war correspondent Marie Colvin and photographer Remy Oschlick. Ms. Colvin had been interviewed on CNN hours before she died. She talked about watching a doctor try to save a 2-year-old who'd been wounded.
The doctor said, there's nothing we could do, and we just watched this little boy, his little tummy heaving and heaving as he tried to breathe. It was horrific. My heart broke.
On the Oneida Indian Reservation in upstate New York, they're making and selling their own cigarettes. That avoids state sales taxes of $4.35 a pack. It also brings in millions for the tribe, which has a resort casino, 5 golf courses, and a business strategy. The Oneidas invested $6.6 million to buy out a private cigarette maker. Barney Rossett died. He was the flamboyant, provocative publisher who brought masters like Beckett and Ionesco to Americans' attention, and also beat poets, French surrealists, and German expressionists. In the 1960s, he defied censors by publishing Lady Chatterley's Lover and Tropic of Cancer. Barney Rossett was 89. Inside Thursday's Times, the Israeli Supreme Court threw out a law that exempted thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews from military service. The law had been on the books since 2002. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had already said it would not be renewed when it expired this summer. The government's been negotiating with religious parties over a more equitable distribution of the burdens of citizenship. A federal advisory panel recommended approval of what could become the first new prescription drug to treat obesity in 13 years. The FDA Advisory Committee voted 20-2 that the benefits of the drug Qnexa more than offset the potential risks of heart problems and birth defects. The same committee voted 10-6 not to recommend approval back in 2010. There were different experts on the committee then, and the FDA followed suit. New York is looking to speed efforts to prevent foreclosures. Chief State Judge Jonathan Lipman says no more excuses, no more delays. He's behind a new state program. It requires banks to staff court appearances with officials who can approve loan modifications quickly. The new program is to start in Queens in the spring. It'll expand from there. Federal prosecutors filed charges against the superintendent of a West Virginia mine where an explosion in 2010 killed 29 workers. Gary May is the third mine supervisor to be charged in connection with the worst mining accident in the U.S. in 40 years. The fraud charge he's facing may be an indication prosecutors are getting closer to the executives who ran Massey Energy. It owned the mine at the time of the explosion. Guys who worry about things like this can stop. The Y chromosome isn't getting any smaller. The X and Y chromosomes once had some 800 genes in common, but the Y is down to just 19. Two researchers say that means men are not living on borrowed time. Men aren't going to become extinct. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.